Blog Talk Radio.
Not really, I'll do it.
There's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. Sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. You got work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new.
Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and I am so happy to enter into your homes and places of confinement, prison institutions, rehabilitation centers, senior citizen complexes, all over the land. Thank God for each of you who tune in every day and be a part of this wonderful broadcast that God has downloaded, that God has given to us. Listen, beloved, I am in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, in one of my dearest friends' room, sitting here talking about God, and I looked and saw that a portion of the show was not aired today due to the fact of my travels and some technical difficulties, but I am here, and I want to put on one of my messages that I see that Angel has uploaded for us as a impartation piece for you and you to listen to when you come back on this evening in the archives, and those of you who are going to be chiming in. I just want you to be blessed today. I just refuse to let the day go by. This is Thursday, our word day, without a word being imparted to you. So I'm going to put on this message for you entitled Pursuit of Prophetic Purpose. And I want you to listen to this. God bless you. Pray for us now. We're having a wonderful time down at the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship with Bishop Paul Morton and Presiding Bishop Joseph Walker.
And doing the impartation, we've been asked to do that by several individuals that are ready to come back for the part two to do that breakdown. We're supposed to have been streaming today, but we got to tell Angel to set that up in the computer so that we can't do it unless we do it in the computer to set the program.
No idea what you're talking about.
All right, well, we'll talk about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. But we will get that together. Praise God. And then that way you'll be able, if you have a computer, later on to go on your computers and listen to the message. Even when you miss church, you'll be able to listen to the message and it'll be just as if you were sitting here with us, and then those our members around the country, such as Tamika Neville, keep saying, you got to do this prophet, get it going. So we went out, Joseph and I went out and bought the equipment to get it done, but there's something that has to be done on the live part, ready to set the program so that we can do it on the next.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. All right, so Matthew chapter 21, I'm just going to be brief with this so that we can move on. Praise God. Yeah. Let's start at verse 1. It says, and when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to the page, to the Mount of Olives, they sent Jesus, then sent Jesus to disciples, saying, to them, go into the village over against you straightway. You will find a man with a donkey tied and a coat with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken about the prophet, saying, tell ye of the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon a donkey and a colt, the foal of a donkey. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded, and brought the donkey and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, others cut down palm branches from the trees, and straw them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. And when he was coming to the city, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and brought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Thank you for your indulgence. You may be seated as we talk about the pursuit of the prophetic purpose. The pursuit of the prophetic purpose. When we look at the whole idea of the life of Jesus, it was all set in a prophetic mode. Of course, we know that his birth was prophesied, praise the Lamb of God, and that all of the prophets of old basically mentioned him in one manner or another. If it was not directly of his coming, of the messianic promise, it was wrapped within an allegory or type that showed forth that our Christ would be born. In this particular passage, Jesus is pursuing, praise God, really the mandate of Calvary. It was not his intention, praise God, to just fulfill this storyline as we see it in the Bible so that people could throw palms and their garments in the street and cry Hosanna. Of course, this adds no power or no fervency really to that he has to do, but it is a prophetic declaration that comes out of the Old Testament to show forth the proof of the man, of the Messiah, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. But as we read the storyline, when the people asked, who is this? They noted him as a prophet and not the Messiah. So it's one thing for a person, watch this now, to fulfill, praise the Lamb of God, a prophetic destiny without people really understanding the prophetic purpose. People can permit the prophetic purpose and the prophetic destiny can still be fulfilled. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a matter of ignorance, praise the Lamb of God, on the part of people, and a matter of blindness on, because we want one thing, but we don't want it to come in the way that God sent it.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. And so the prophetic destiny that God had ordained through the prophets comes into play, but the prophetic purpose is missed. Praise God, because it was God's intent for the people of God, the Jews, if you would, of the day, to receive, to accept, to see, to understand and embrace Christ and the authority of the kingdom that he was ushering in. But it was due to their ignorance, praise the Lamb of God, not that Christ blinded them or God blinded them. It was due to their ignorance, praise God, that they missed the Messiah. They missed the total purpose of Jesus' destiny, which was really to liberate them, praise God. So as Christ is entering Jerusalem, there are some few things that I just wanted to touch on. Praise the Lamb of God. First, that is, of course, the prophetic event where Jesus tells disciples to go into the city, and there you'll find the a colt, a donkey, an ass, praise God, as it says in your Bible, tie, praise the Lamb, loose him and bring him to me. Of course, that is prophetic because there's no way that one could know that there's a colt tied in the city unless he has some type of prophetic sight, some prophetic vision. So therefore we see that this is a prophetic encounter. This is a kairos timing of God, an event that has already been preordained that should come to pass. Now, people of God, we need to come to a place of understanding that the prearrangement, the preordained things in our lives, praise the Lamb of God, happen to us all the time without us really recognizing that God had put this in place. The things and events that happened to you, praise the Lamb of God, that God has spoke, but you missed his voice. Praise the Lamb of God. There's things that happen to us, praise the Lamb of God, those of us who are in the rhythm of God, that we have things ordained that are supposed to happen,
right,
praise the Lamb of God, and they come to pass, and we even miss that God did it, praise the Lamb of God. This is one of those events. It was prophesied, but yet the people of Jerusalem, who were supposed to be the embracers of the prophetic era, had missed it because they had blinders on. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. So when Jesus sends his disciples in, they bring the colt back. Jesus mounts the colt. They dress the colt. They ride into the city. the next thing we see is the people throwing their garments down, praise God. They're throwing their palms down, which is really representative of their faith. Their faith covering, their faith covenant with God. They're throwing down their garments. They're throwing down these palm branches, and they're singing the prophetic chant. Hosanna, blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen to me, people of God. There are things that you speak out of your mouth that has been pre-programmed. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't know why you're saying it. You speak it, praise the Lamb of God, so that a prophetic event can take place. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. So that a prophetic event can take place that God has ordained, and you miss it, praise the Lamb of God, but the event takes place.
All right.
I think I said something, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can miss the event itself, not the actual event taking place, but you miss the purpose of the event. And when you miss the purpose, you miss the power of it. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is what the people of God did. They missed the purpose. So therefore, they missed the impact. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because there is no impact when your faith is misappropriated. Okay, praise God. In other words, they saw Jesus as a prophet and not as the Messiah. They didn't see him as the Son of God. Praise the Lamb of God. This is why even on other occasions when we read the scriptures, we find that the Bible says things as he did not many miracles there because of their unbelief. It was not that they didn't believe in miracles. It was that they didn't believe in who he was.
All right.
Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. So he did no great miracles in the presence of them because of their unbelief. Praise the Lamb. Now, since this is set in order, these palm branches are laid, Jesus is coming into the city, praise the Lamb of God, persecution breaks out because there is a group, praise the Lamb, that does not want Jesus to receive these accommodations. There's a group that does not want Jesus to be applauded in this way. Praise the Lamb. So in the parallel text, if you read it in the other gospels, it'll tell you that there was an interruption. And they came to Jesus and asked him to silence the people. Told them, said, silence these people from making all this noise, from crying out and chanting as though you are the Messiah. Now this is the real purpose of the interruption. Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this. Satan always knows, praise the Lamb of God, when you are about to come into the place, the position, the posture that God has ordained for you so that you can be in power. Are y'all listening to me? So when the enemy sees you are approaching that intersection, praise the Lamb of God, he starts throwing monkey wrenches in. He starts throwing distractions in. He starts trying to interrupt and intercept what God is about to do. And he knows the only way he can do that is to mess with you.
Right. Amen.
Because he can't mess with God. Praise the Lamb of God. So he comes to disrupt you so that you will call something, praise the Lamb of God, watch this, in the prophetic order not to take place.
All right now.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
For instance, if God has ordained, praise the Lamb of God, for you to be the recipient of a blessing on a certain day, at a certain time, in a certain place, and God has spoken, praise the Lamb of God, a lot of us will say, what God has for me is for me. It is. But you can miss what God has for you, praise the Lamb of God, by allowing the enemy to have you not in the place you're supposed Praise the Lamb of God. Okay. Y'all want to deal with this. All right. Praise God. What has just happened to me this week? Praise God. Hallelujah. I woke up. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm sitting there. Tuesday morning. I'm sitting there on the sofa. And I went through my praise, worship, prayer. I did my post. I done all of that. I'm really looking forward to the show. And then all of a sudden, praise God, the Lord tells me, go to the law office and gives me the time. He said, be there at 9:30.
All right now.
Praise God. So I jump up, shout, and do what I do, put on my clothes, praise God. And while I'm on the way, the Lord said, when you get there, don't stop nowhere. Go straight in Cliff's office.
Amen.
When I got there, I went and sat in Cliff's office. Praise the Lamb of God. I sat down at his desk. I hadn't been there in months. I ain't been in his office in months. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I sat there, and he looked up over his glasses, and he saw me. He jumped up, he hugged me, said, oh, Pastor, I miss you so much. He was talking to me, and then said, you know what? I thought about you yesterday, about this marketing thing I want to do, and I just don't know how to do it. So I started telling him the way to do it. Praise God. As God would have it be.
Right.
Watch this. And the Lord said, and when I finished, I'm going to leave. The Lord said, don't leave. He's going to give you $1,000.
Ah.
So I just sat there. Mister, I just sat there. His secretary comes in. Praise the accountant comes in. Praise God. And she's talking to him. And everything's giving him his mail. And then he looks at her and says, just out of the blue, go write a check out of my personal account for $1,000 and give it to Pastor Shakespeare.
Amen.
He just helped me with something, and I want to bless him.
All right, amen.
What if I did not hear God?
Hello, man.
Okay, what if I was trifling? What if I was lazy? Y'all ain't listening to me. What if I was contrary, or I allowed somebody else to call me and distract me? Come on, talk to me. From being where God told me to be.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs. I would have missed the moment. And when I missed the moment, I would have missed the blessing of the moment. If I had got there 15 minutes later, I might have missed him being at the office. Or he might have been too busy to deal with me. Are y'all listening to me? Or his mood might have been different. Somebody might have upset him to the point that he didn't want to be bothered with nobody.
Right.
Are y'all listening to me? Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. So it's very important, people of God, to understand that many times you are on a prophetic assignment and don't even know it.
Wow.
You're going, praise the Lamb of God, in this season, praise God, you better prepare yourselves for God to move you at strategic times to be in strategic places so that some things can unlock for you. Praise the Lamb of God, and God can bless you. Now watch this now. He says, Jesus went on in the city, praise God, knowing he in pursuit of prophetic destiny. And when he comes in the city, they say, don't allow these people to make all this noise about you, man. Because they know, praise the Lamb of God, that he is being declared the Messiah, even though the people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb. Are y'all listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
Even though the people are ignorant, the chief priests, praise the Lamb of God, and the magistrates knew the prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
So now, these Sadducees and Pharisees and what have you, and the priests are trying to stop this because now this is declaring whom, praise the Lamb of God, they had already surmised that Jesus was. See, Jesus' miracles, praise the Lamb of God, and the things he did opened them up to an understanding, even from his birth, that when the Messiah is born, a star is going to appear. Y'all remember that, praise the Lamb of God. And Herod had all the children killed. All the male children, 2 years and under, he had them killed praise the Lord, murdered, assassinated, so that he could try to kill Jesus. Mm-hmm. But Jesus slipped through the cracks.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God, right? Mm-hmm. Because of the prophetic unctions on his father, which God told him, go another way. Go into Africa. Do not stay here. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Am I right or wrong?
Amen.
All right. So you can see that some things in your life that God has ordained that Satan don't want to happen to you.
Right.
Are y'all listening to me, people of God? I know the church ain't packed. Praise God. And we get more excited when it's a packed church.
Right.
But the power of knowledge is yours if you by yourself.
Amen.
If you can receive it. Praise the Lamb of God. I just hope you all get this revelation, because God is trying to tell you something today. Praise the Lamb of God. That you have a predetermined destiny on your life. God has spoken things over your life, praise the Lamb of God, and a lot of times we try to act like it's the prophet's fault. We try to act like, praise the Lamb of God, it's somebody else's fault, or it wasn't true, or this, that, and another. While we have not received what has been promised to us, when in fact, praise the Lamb of God, we have been satanically distracted and taken out of the rhythm that we're supposed to be in, so that we can hear God say, move, praise the Lamb of God. So I'm saying to you in this season to have your ears tuned to God, so when God tells you to move or give you instructions, you can do what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Because Satan don't want you to receive what God has for you. Watch this. Watch this. So now, after they do this, Jesus replied to them, and simply this. He said, listen, if I stop these from crying out, hallelujah, he says, the rocks will cry, praise the Lamb of God. He says, the rocks cry. Now, this sounds, Joey, what's that word you use? Tomfoolery. This sounds illusional or delusional for a person to say, if you tell an angel to shut up, the chair gonna speak for me. If this is what Jesus tells me. Listen to this now. Cause you said it's Jesus, so it's all right. But I bet you ain't never told nobody, if I shut up, this rock's gonna speak for me. Pray, are y'all listening to me? Jesus says something that does not make, praise the Lamb of God, sense to the intelligent, rational man.
Right.
Jesus said, if you stop these people from doing what they are doing because of the prophetic proclamation that Hosanna has to be cried out at the time I ride in, then these rocks will take their place.
Mama.
Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Watch this. This shows the authenticity, praise the Lamb of God, of who he was. Praise God. Jesus is slapping them in the face and saying, you cannot hinder me from being who I am. Neither can you hinder my divine assignment. Neither are you going to stop me on the prophetic mandate to get to Calvary. I know why I was born. I know who I am. And you can't make me believe that I'm something that I'm not. Praise the Lamb of God, by silencing people. Praise the Lamb of God. The power and the anointing that's on my life, Jesus was saying, is so great that if you shut these people up, praise the Lamb of God, then inanimated objects will start crying out, declaring who I am. Praise the Lamb of God. Now that's powerful, people. Praise God. You know what that means? Jesus knew that heaven had his back. He recognized that God was with him, and he recognized who he was. Our problem persists when we walk in and forget in the midst of persecution, in the midst of trouble, that God is on our side. Praise the Lamb of God. So we don't speak like God is on our side. can't talk to me here. Praise the Lamb of God. We don't act like God is on our side. We beg down instead of standing up and declaring, no, you can't take this from me. God gave me this. God is my deliverer. God is my provision. God. Okay, prayer ain't talking about nothing. Let me go and get out of here. Praise the Lord. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. So after they do this, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus says, he says, let me go to the source of the problem. Praise the Lamb of God. He says, let me go to the temple. Praise God. I got about 5 minutes. I'm out. We out. Watch this. He says, let me go to where the priests, praise God, and the scribes, and the Pharisees hang out. They hang out in the temple. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. They hang out in the house of God. Oh man, I could really get in trouble if I was at a convention right now. Praise God. If I just said the majority of the hindrances, praise God, that has held people back mm-hmm. in this era that we live in, it's not happening from outside the church. It's happening from within. Praise the Lamb of God. Are y'all listening to me? Because of the same reason it happened in Jesus' day. The traditions of men, the rudiments of men, being so strong, so tight with the monkey see, monkey do, praise the central, until everybody just follows suit.
Right.
Hello, light bulb. Everybody just follows suit. Without asking a why.
Right.
Who ordained this? Is this God?
Amen.
We just do it. Yeah, we just do it because everybody else is doing it.
Right.
Come on, talk to me here.
Amen.
So Jesus, he goes to the temple and he says, you know what? If I don't break up what's going on in the house of God, my death and suffering is going to be vain. Praise the Lamb of God. Because, watch this, all of the prophetic movement of Jesus wasn't for Jesus. Come on, talk to me here. It was to empower people. Y'all ain't listening to me. Praise me. I just wish I had some real church Christians here today. Praise the Lamb of God that could really see what I'm trying to tell you. All of this that Jesus was doing, praise the Lamb of God, was not about him declaring who he was. It was about him transforming us into being who God wants us to be. Praise the Lamb of God. He knew who he was. He didn't have a problem. Never, there's no prayer that Jesus prays and says, Father, am I really who I am?
Right now.
Come on, talk to me. There's no prayer recorded where Jesus is praying and saying, Lord, if I'm really your son, let this happen. He knew who he was.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. And I tell people this all the time. Unbelief don't change God.
Amen.
It changes you.
Amen.
It may change what God is going to do for you.
Amen.
But it doesn't stop God from being God. God is still God. Praise the Lamb of God. It does not stop his movement. It does not stop his directions. It does not stop what he has spoken. God is going to get the results that he desired to get because his word is just that power.
Amen.
So Jesus knew he was the word in the flesh.
Right.
So he didn't have a problem with that. But what Jesus had a problem with was the manipulation of people. So Jesus goes in the temple. Praise the Lamb of God. And he purges the temple. He turns over the money changers. He turns over the tables. He upsets the order that was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb. Now, there's still y'all here. I want y'all to hear this. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord has taken me through so much to see that I'm not satisfied with the order in the house.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. It's almost like, praise God, to just give you an example. In order for God to get Hosea to see his love, his compassion, and What he wanted to do with Israel, he made her marry a prostitute. Now, you ain't never read the book of Hosea there, then you just don't know that God told the prophet, go marry a prostitute, and she gonna have adulterous kids on you. I mean, he told them all this up front.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. And Hosea went in and did it. But what Hosea didn't understand was that God was going to make him love the woman. So then when the woman went down to nothing, and it was tasked for her to be auctioned off, praise the Lamb of God, the average man would have let her go. But God comes to Hosea and said, now tell me, how do you feel about her?
All right now.
And so when he declared his love, God says, that's how I feel about my people. I feel the same way about my messed up, praise the Lord. Watch this now, because I'm going to get somebody. My messed up, misdirected, praise the Lamb of God, hard-hearted, stubborn people.
Amen.
I love them, praise the Lamb of God. Listen to what God is saying now, praise God, because there's a lot of people, when their eyes get open, they judge everybody else.
Right.
But in your judgment, you better judge them that God loves them.
Amen.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. I know because Amen. Jesus only died for you. Praise the Lamb of God. But the word say he died for the world. So therefore, whomever he died for, he so loved. Come on, talk to me here, somebody.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Watch this. So when Jesus goes in the temple, praise the Lamb of God, this purging of the temple, praise God, results, watch this, in a proclamation. Listen to the prophetic proclamation, declaration, and decree from the King of Kings. Jesus says to them, you have made my house a den of thieves. Praise the Lamb of God. He said, but it's written, praise the Lamb of God, that my Father's house shall be a house of prayer for all nations. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. All right, so long missed the impact of that. Praise the Lamb of God. So what was Jesus really saying? Jesus was really saying, now, since you don't understand why I came in the city this way, maybe by me declaring that I'm the Son of God, by declaring this is not your house, but it was my Father's house.
Right.
Come on, talk to me here.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. And my Father's house is set up for a particular purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. My Father's house is set up so people can be delivered.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Not just people you like.
All right, now.
Hello, like folks. Not just your nationality.
Woo.
Not just who you embrace.
All right, now.
But my Father's house is a house of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God for all nations.
Amen.
Now watch this. If the house of God is the house of prayer, then it's the house of revelation. If it's the house of God is the house of prayer, then it is the house of deliverance. If it's the house of God and it's the house of prayer, then it's the house of healing. If it's the house, come on, talk to me, people. Praise. It is the house that will deal with whatever the needs is for God's people.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
We must understand that this is the reason why Jesus was born into the world, why he suffered, why he died. Praise the Lamb of God. So that we could have access to God. Praise the Lord. Y'all better get that. I want you to get that messed up. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus died so that we can have access to God.
Amen.
Because we had no access.
Amen. Oh my God.
We could not come to God. Praise the name of God. Jesus died so that you could have an empowerment, because he knew that if you got into the presence of God, your life would never be the same. Those of us who've been saved, we said we've been transformed from death unto life. That's the minor thing. The major thing is you have access to God now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this has to be the question. What are you doing with your privilege?
All right now. Say that.
Hello, light bulbs. What are you utilizing? Praise the Lord. You know, that's the people who have access to the president. And I promise you this, when his whole tenure is over, praise God, if they don't have access to the White House no more, they're going to sit back and think about things they should have did.
Right. Yeah, right.
Come on, talk to me. Things they should have said.
Mm-hmm.
Help me hear somebody.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because there's an old saying, you don't miss the water till your well runs dry. We have access to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. On his terms, right? The way he desires to come. What you doing with your access? Because when you really get access to him, praise God, you're going to know the rest of my life is all right. No matter what go down, praise the Lamb of God. My persecutions are just opportunities for God to show off in my life. That's when you're going to come to. You're going to come to my problems are just opportunities for him to perform.
Amen.
My issues is just opportunities for him to show his strength in my weakness. You'll come to recognize what a blessed privilege that God has given you. Praise the Lamb of God through Jesus Christ. And it's gonna hit you one day so hard until you really gonna cry, Hosanna, in the highest.
Yep.
Praise the Lamb of God. You're gonna be able to join in to that celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you read that passage or think about that he made access for you, you're gonna see a reason to throw a garment out on the street. You're going to see a reason to cut down some branches and throw it out and cry from the top of your voice, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome thing he has done for us. Once your eyes open, people of God, to what God really has done for you, never let nobody pull the blindness over your eyes again. Never, praise the Lamb of God, let the enemy tell you you something that you're not.
All right now.
Woo! You better know that you know that you're a child of God.
Thank you.
Praise the Lamb of God. You better know that you know that if America run out of food, God know where your next meal comes.
All right now.
You better know that he's a way maker.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. And that he got you on his mind. That he's got you in his heart. That you are engraved in the palms of his hands. Hallelujah. That he has you engraved in the palms of his hands. Hallelujah. Every eye is closed, every head is bowed. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your word. I've declared it. I felt your power, your presence, even while I spoke to your people. Somebody in this room may not know you the way I know you, but I know you. I know you know them the way you know me. Hallelujah. They may not have the experiences that I have, neither the longevity, but you're the Ancient of Days. You are Father. Hallelujah. An experience within itself. Once they've experienced you, oh my God, oh my God, once their eyes are open, once they're drawn into you, their song will be my song, a change of change has to come over me. He changed my life, and now bless the day. Hallelujah. There's one here, Father, don't know you. It's out of fellowship. I know you stand today with your arms wide open, saying, come unto me, all you are heavy labored, you're heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Come to me, hallelujah. Let me in, let my Father in. We'll make you a temple. We'll make our home in you, hallelujah. We'll make you a house of prayer. We'll make you a place. Where people draw from to receive God. Ooh, Jesus. Bless those under the sound of my voice. Oh, Father, I give you praise. I give you honor. And I give you glory. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the name of God.
Well, beloved, I tried my best to give you all something today. Since we did not have our regular show that would cause you to be enlightened and inspired concerning the prophetic. And those of you who came on late, of course, you can listen to the archives of today and any other day since the beginning of the history of our blog, Radio Seasons. I challenge you to do that, matter of fact. You know, when you need words of inspiration to listen to our blog talk show in the archives, all you have to do is go on www.blogtalkradio.psmlive, and you will be able to do that. The archives will pop up on their own. You don't even have to look for them and be able to listen to any show you would like to. Also, don't forget our books and our products there at Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International, or you can use the acronym of PSMINTL.org, and Fall on Your Knees is there, our latest writing. And then, of course, the Intercessory Prayer Book, The Call and Burden of Intercessory Prayer, and, of course, the Prophetic Manual. And you can get that in a bundle. And we also have oils and all the rest there. All you have to do is go on that website and check that out. Then those of you who are inspired to give a donation, where there's a donate button, a seed sowing button, whereas you can help us to continue to do ministry across the land. I love you guys. I bless you guys. We're down here in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, we are. There will be a show tomorrow. I just secured that. There will be a show tomorrow. So make sure you're on. I love you. I bless you. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia at the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship. And I shall be home, saints.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
So wonderful chance. And the chance is all yours today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Shout to the Let all nations sing. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice.